From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget O'Brien. Palm Beach County will be the first of four Florida counties visited by state officials this month in a series of workshops aimed at finding a solution to the growing opioid epidemic. Today's workshop will be at the West Palm Beach Police Headquarters from 3 to 4:30 p.m. The United States' new labor secretary is a South Floridian. Florida International University Law School Dean Alex Acosta was confirmed by the Senate last week, filling out President Donald Trump's cabinet. And as WLRN's Wilson Sayre reports, the Miami native has deep roots in the area.
Alex Acosta was born in Miami to Cuban parents. He went away for college and returned here in his professional life. For 4 years, Acosta served as the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida. He prosecuted the likes of lobbyist Jack Abramoff and members of the Cali drug cartel. His involvement with the plea deal brokered with billionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein came up during his confirmation hearings. Many criticized the punishment as being too lenient. In 2009, Acosta was tapped to be the second dean of the Florida International University Law School. There, he helped establish the JM degree with a concentration in banking compliance. Acosta is the only Hispanic member of President Donald Trump's cabinet. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
The Florida House has passed legislation creating a slavery memorial. Cutler Bay Democratic Representative Keona McGee says the memorial will recognize the cruelty and inhumanity of slavery. McGee says he's optimistic the Senate will also pass the measure.
I know there were some individuals in the past who have made an attempt to do the same thing. And I know there are some individuals out there who are calling for us to wait. But true to form, and in line with our founding principles, the time is now.
The regularly scheduled legislative session ends this Friday. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.